Bezos from his book, we begin Perek Shav Otha, the 17th chapter in the Rambam, Sotah Sanhedrin, the Sefer Shevet, Book of Judges, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the halacha of giving malchus, where in this Perek we discuss how many lashes are given, as Rambam gives halacha regarding the general rule. Kitzad malchus is a mechuyav malchus. How do you give lashes to someone that's liable for malchus? That's kifikaycha according to how much he could handle. Shlomik says in the Pasik, in the Varm, Kedeiru Shasek, according to his wickedness, ben misper, in counting, meaning how much the person could tolerate. Possession, the marbam. So why does it say 40 if it's how much a guy could tolerate? It means she may see now marbam that we don't do more than 40. Meaning, that was even to be strong and healthy, like Shimshon, who was called the Giber, the mighty one. But we do diminish for the weaker person, because if you're going to give that amount of lashes to a weak person, for sure he's going to die. Therefore, since you're not allowed to add on more than 40, even when he's healthy, the Amr Chacham, the sages said, even the healthiest person, the strongest person, you only give him 39 lashes. That if you do increase it by one, that you didn't give him more than the 40, which he could handle, because that's the max that a person could, is allowed to be given. So although it says 40, we give 39 for that reason. Halacha Beis, regarding evaluating the one who's getting malchus in thirds and to be lenient. Because when you evaluate the sinner, how many lashes could he withstand? We only evaluate him in the amount of lashes that can be divisible by threes, which there's three parts, like we said in the previous parak, there's a third in front and two thirds from behind, so it has to be divisible by threes. So let's say they evaluated they could stand 20, that's not divisible by three. In Imrim Yilke Esum Achas, so then we don't say, okay, let's round off to the higher number, to 21, which is one off, because Yilchil Nishtash could be divisible by three. No, because 20 is the max. You're not going to go up. El Yilke Shmain Esri, rather, you're going to go down to 18, which is also divisible by three. Amdul Kabbal Arbom, let's say they evaluate him and say he could withstand 40 lashes. But once they started giving him lashes, Ruach Halash, they saw that he's weak. And they said, he can't accept more than these 9 or Shlim Esrei or the 12, let's say, Shalaka that he got lashes. Okay, at that point, already Hariza Pati is going to be exempt. And we're not going to say, okay, we'll give him lashes later on when he gets stronger. Now, Amdullah Kabbal Shlim Esrei, let's say they evaluated, okay, he can only withstand 12 lashes. But Va'acha Shalaka, after you get lashes, he's actually strong. V'achal Kabbal Yisrei actually could withstand more than 12 lashes. Doesn't make a difference. Hariza Pati is exempt. V'ina Loka Yisrei, he's not going to get more lashes than what we originally evaluated him for. Halacha Gimel. Now, Amdu HaYoyim. Let's say they evaluate him today. That, okay, we see he could withstand 12 lashes. But they didn't give him lashes until the following day. In the following day, he could actually withstand 18. He's stronger than he was yesterday. Still, in the local Shtemesi, he's only going to get the 12 lashes that we evaluated him yesterday, that he was supposed to get yesterday. But let's say they evaluate him on one day, not to give it that day, but rather to give him the lashes on the following day, 12. He actually didn't get the lash until the third day. Now he's already strong enough to withstand 18. Then look at Shmuel Nesri. Then he's going to actually get 18 lashes. Because when they evaluate him, they didn't evaluate to give him lashes that day, only for a later point in time. And then they have to see what he's like then. And since they see at that point that he's able to, then they're going to give him more. If it's anything that's similar like this, in other words, whenever they go after the countings, they always go after the last evaluation, even as a stringency, as far as a leniency. But if they see that on day three, that he could stand 18, then they're going to give him the number 18. Halach Adalad continues regarding, what do you do with lashes when there's many violations? Mishin's Chayiv Malki is Harbi. Someone is liable for many sets of lashes. Bein Alavir is Harbi, whether for many sins. Bein Al Maisa Echad, or whether it's for one action. Shechayyabna La Malki is Harbi, which could make a person liable for many sets of lashes. So Imam Du Oymed Echad, if they went and evaluated him in one shot, so likely he's going to get that amount of lashes, the potter is going to exempt. But if Amlav, if they didn't do it in one shot, rather separate, then Loike Mistrapi is going to get lashes and get healed. But Chayzim Loike is going to get, again, the other set of lashes, as Ram illustrates case at household. So in Schayv Shte Malkis, let's say he's liable for two sets of lashes. The Amdu, they evaluated at one shot. Sheyachul Kabal Arbon Bachamish. He could withstand, so two sets of lashes is 80, the max. But they see he could only last 45. So Kibin Shalak Arbon Bachamish, once he gets 45, Sinifter. So then he's already going to be exempt. 39 for one sin, and the remaining six for the second sin. That's if they evaluate in one shot. But they evaluate him only for one set of lashes. Whatever. And then they hit him with 3, 9, 30, whatever it is, whatever they evaluated he could withstand. Then the reason is Mashape. Then we wait till he heals. Because obviously after lashes, you can't last that much longer. And then they go and evaluate him when he's healthy again for a second set of lashes. Until he gets all the sets of lashes that he's liable for. Lochahei talks about what happens if he gets lashes and he becomes disgraced during the lashes. So Misham Duv, someone that was evaluated. Now, when they started giving him lashes, Niskalkal, he became disgraced from the hitting. Meaning, whether because now he actually defecated, whether he urinated. So we don't give him any more lashes, because Nebet says in the Pasuk, but Nikla Chicha that your brother's going to be disgraced to your eyes, that is Kimish Nikla, once he's disgraced, he's already like your brother, Pot is going to be exempt. But if he became disgraced from so much fear before they even started the lashes, I feel Neskalkal Mishyotz Mebez Nolkos, even if he was disgraced for when they left the court already to go to the place where they're going to get lashes, I feel Mebez, even when it's the evening of the day when he's going to get lashes, we don't say, oh, obviously he's a weak person, he's not going to be able to tolerate the lashes that they evaluate for him. No. Then he's going to get all the lashes that they evaluate him, because that's just a fear, but that's not to do about him being weak. Now, Amdulish de Malkius, let's say they evaluate him for two sets of lashes. Now, Veloka, now he's getting lashes when they did it, those two sets of lashes in one evaluation. Then the Skalkan becomes disgraced. So, Bain Bereshen, Bain Mishni, whether it's by the first set of lashes or the second, Pater is going to be exempt from both because it was in one evaluation, because already we fulfilled Venikla Boy, Venikla Chichalai Necha. Nivsika Heretsura Bashnea, let's say the strap tears in the middle of the second set of lashes. So, Pater, I say they exempt him because it's already nikla leinecha, and he's already exempt. Nifsika b'rishayna, but if the strap tore in the first set of lashes, so nifta memalkas rishayna is going to be exempt in the first set of lashes, but v'loko emet hashayna is going to get the second evaluation, because they never even started that set of lashes yet. And the tearing of the strap only exempts after you started that set of lashes. Halach abov. Kifatu ala omet lukas. If they tied him onto the beam, to, as we described in the previous parak, that's what they started to do, and before they give him the lashes, and they tie him on to give him the lashes. But Kodesh says, may start him, and he tears off the straps, Uvarach, and he runs away. Pater, he's exempt, Vein, so we don't make him come back, because that disgrace that he had to run away is also considered Benikla Achich Leinecha, he's been disgraced, and he's really considered as Achich. Halacha Zayin continued regarding, when one gets lashes, that takes him back to his upstanding position. Kol Mi Shechatu V'Lako, whoever was sinned, but he got lashes, Chesel Kashrus, he goes back to his previous upstanding state. Shlomek says in the pasuk, "Benikla chichal einecha." Your brother's going to become disgraced to your eyes. Meaning, kivin shaloko. Once he gets disgraced, hadei chichal is like your brother. And afkom echiyub karis shaloko. Also, all those that are liable for karis should die at a young age. That gets lashes nifter minikrisos, and that also exempts them from their chiyuv of karis. Halacha ches kain gadol shachata, a high priest that sins. Loika b'shleisha, he gets lashes with three judges. Kishar kalam like all other people, and b'chazal gudlasi goes back to his post. However, Allah tells about Rosh Yeshiva Shechata, but the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, who is the head of Yeshiva, when he sins, Malkan is to give him lashes, but the Ein Chayzel Surur, he does not go back to his position. But Gam Ein Chayzel is Kechem Mishar Sanhedrin, he also does not go back now to be a regular member of the Sanhedrin, because Shemayel Makodesh Vlemerin, we only upgrade in areas of holiness and we don't downgrade. So he can't stay with his position, but he can't go down either to be like a regular one, because that would be considered as Meridin, and therefore he just stays in that state of limbo, not being either one of those situations.